Hello and welcome, everyone. My name is Rob Evans, and I look after sales for Boomi in North America. Welcome to our first podcast that we're doing around a customer care campaign focused on integrated experiences. I'm joined by Ed Makowski, head of product at Boomi. Ed, welcome.
Hey, Rob. Thanks. Great to be here.
We're going to be talking a lot about, over the course of the next six podcasts, about integrated experiences. And today, in our first podcast, we're really going to lay the foundation, or the pillars, as it were, of what comprises integrated experiences: data readiness, pervasive connectivity, and user engagement. Can you talk a little bit about integrated experiences?
Yeah. So, Rob, you know, at the end of the day, integrated experiences is just about wish fulfillment for your end users, right? So typically in the past, pure application integration, data integration, that sort of thing used to be a black box and working in the background. And people used to kind of tolerate these fragmented experiences, whether in your consumer life or in your business life as an employee. But today, particularly with digital transformations and things that are happening around business and industries, it really just is about wish fulfillment. I need data when I want it immediately. And that's what we mean by integrated experiences.
I've never heard it termed as wish fulfillment. I've actually seen some things around how integrated experience affects behavior. That's really cool. Wish fulfillment. Is there a competitive edge with integrated experiences that you've seen?
Absolutely. Particularly in the last year, you know, we're coming out of this pandemic, at least in the United States here. And, you know, in the last year, a lot of businesses have just been forced to transform themselves, or they found themselves in peril. And we've seen a number of these that were really successful, right? As people needed to become distributed and shelter in place and or work from home, you know, the way we work started changing, and the way that businesses had to operate started changing, right? People couldn't come into your business to buy things. They couldn't, you know, necessarily come into your business and get information from you. And people had to communicate information very quickly, whether they were closed or fulfill orders, that sort of thing. And the traditional ways of doing that, some clunky, you know, experience that you would give your end customer or end user, just wasn't going to work. And the people that did that the best had that competitive edge, right? So those that offered shopping experiences, you know, from a company on Main Street that were able to do that and do online or curb pickup, that sort of thing, gave them a competitive edge. Restaurants that were able to offer takeout but do it digitally through a cell phone or some other ways had a competitive edge as well. And then, you know, outside of, you know, just the pandemic focus, that sort of thing, employers that make their customers happiest. And one example I think of is an HR onboarding. You know, I think people overlook when you have new employees coming on board, you know, first impression is always lasting, right? And when a new employee comes on board, you need to think about, how do I make their experience that much better when they're joining me? And many folks think about giving employees swag or that sort of thing to make them feel happy. But, you know, there's nothing worse than a new employee starting and spending their first 2 weeks signing up for systems, entering payroll information, and for the swag, giving t-shirt sizes, all in this fragmented experience. Gives companies a competitive edge right off the bat by making their employees happy if they give them an integrated experience when they first join and get productive as quickly as they can. That's just another example that folks typically overlook.
No, that's fantastic, Ed. And I know that Boomi, we implemented some of our own products to help with that onboarding experience. And we saw a dramatic rise in our NPS score.
That's exactly right. I mean, the solutions team internally here used that as a test case. The exact scenario I talked about the employee swag and ordering, you know, laptops through IT and that HR type information and all those things that we need. We used our own technology to build that experience that, frankly, when I joined 2 years back, I was hit with that experience right off the bat where I thought, wow, this is pretty incredible. I just walk through, answer a series of questions from my mobile phone, and I was ready to go and up and productive very quickly without a whole, you know, kind of fragmented experience like I mentioned before.
So that's part and parcel of why I think integrated experiences are important, Ed, in that so much of society now, we are used to being able to do almost anything on our mobile devices, and that's transcended into the corporate world. So can you talk a little bit more about what integrated experiences mean at the business level and why companies need them?
When you think about an organization today, some organizations have hundreds of applications internally, and particularly with the rise of SaaS and best of breed kind of applications and platforms out there, as companies are iterating and taking on new technologies, there's this big risk of fragmented experiences being out there just beyond HR and onboarding. When you think about, okay, I can have a sales system, a CRM, I can have a separate customer support system. Each department can have their own requirements and come up with their own applications. But as an employee or even within a business, and you're thinking about how to be productive across departments, that becomes difficult, right? If you've got different systems with different data silos and people trying to interact together, the last thing you want is your choices between applications, or your choice in your applications creating further division or any division across departments. These integrated experiences, you should think of them as jobs to be done within an organization, but jobs to be done typically cross multiple departments. So what are these workflows that you need to have employees be very, very productive at their day jobs, and then implement them accordingly so that people can collaborate and you can use these as opportunities to make your organization tighter and, again, even give you more of a competitive edge. And not only that, for a business, you don't even think of it as, okay, just me as within my own four walls. You also need kind of business-to-business type thinking and business-to-consumer. Again, we talked about some consumer examples, but even business to business, right? How do I work with my partners, making inventory available to them as an example, or interact between placing orders and or instant order fulfillment or just-in-time delivery, those types of things. You need to think about, you know, electronic data interchange or EDI and or APIs and experiences that can connect businesses together as well.
That's a great overview as to why integrated experiences are so important. But obviously it takes some setup, it takes some, you know, preparedness to be able to do those. And I think one of the first pillars that we talked about is data readiness.
So data readiness is critical, right? You know, analysts will say anywhere between 60 and 70% of data within an organization is unknown, meaning that it's untapped potential for you to get an advantage within your business and or make your employees or your customers' lives even better. So just purely, you know, having tools and the ability to understand the data in order to create those wishes. People may be wishing for data that you may have and you're not delivering it to them. So just exploring, cataloging, having those capabilities to understand data is kind of the first piece. The second, but not any less important, maybe even the most important thing is that data accurate within that data set? How do you ensure that you're governing the data properly, especially when you're using it? When you have multiple systems, keeping them in sync, making sure they're of high quality. You know, a lot of this data is input manually by your employees in some way, shape, or form. How do you make sure it's accurate? So providing quality solutions and then making sure that that data that is syncing across your systems or hitting your users is accurate. Thinking about those data quality solutions and master data type solutions to govern your data and understand your data and catalog it are all the very important aspects of, you know, data readiness.
I think we've all been in those scenarios where we showed up to a meeting and everybody had different data or different spreadsheets or was looking at the business differently because they were all pulling from maybe disparate systems. So data readiness is obviously key for integrating the right type of data and making sure it's accurate. Once you do that, there's this notion of pervasive connectivity as being critical to integrated experiences. Can you expand upon that a little bit?
Yeah. So, you know, I mentioned earlier, many of these organizations have hundreds or even thousands of applications or data sets or siloed data across their organization. You know, integration today is this multidimensional problem. There's still a lot of legacy systems out there that companies just can't get rid of or they can't move from. It's just not cost effective. But the multidimensional part is with the rise of public clouds, private clouds, SaaS applications, edge devices, et cetera. I mean, your connectivity requirements to get at these data sets has exploded along with the amount of data that you've had. Having a platform that can access data where it is in the preferred method and or give you the capabilities to access it in a real-time fashion in order to fulfill those wishes in a very easy way is extremely important, right? We can't expect our IT folks or our low-code developers to understand hundreds of different protocols and ways to access data. So a platform that normalizes that and gives you the ability to connect all these different systems is key.
Absolutely. The third pillar that we always talk about is user engagement. Clearly, one of the most important aspects of integrated experiences is the experience that you provide for your end user. It's that experience that you create for your internal and external customers and how you meet their needs that entrenches your brand. So can you talk a little bit about the importance of user engagement as it relates to the integrated experience?
It's the part that most overlook when it comes to integration and application integration is that end user engagement, right? A lot of middleware developers or integration developers today think about synchronizing data. They think about a lot of the different types of patterns and whatnot, PubSub and event-driven architectures and API-first architectures, those sorts of things. They're all extremely important. But the one that gets overlooked is at the end of the day, you have to connect to your user. You know, we have two angles to this. One is, I just touched on it, but there is the API layer and API management and connecting to, you know, your developers and giving them the data that they need in order to create these integrated experiences, create automation across your enterprise or across the ecosystem that you have. That's an important piece of user engagement. But just as important is literally the workflows and allowing your users to be a part of that connectivity, right? The dynamic connectivity into your ecosystem is your users and their brains and their behaviors and what they want to do with the data. Easily being able to create workflows, these experiences in an omnichannel context, whether that be through your mobile device, through a web browser, through a TV, through alerting with smart TVs, those types of things. Having that capability to create these workflows that, you know, users can input and get data back from very quickly is an important piece to this overall integrated experiences puzzle.
It makes sense, Ed. It really does, in that the user experience is really critical. That's why you're doing these integrated experiences, is to make sure that that user engagement is at the highest level and that our customers, internal and external, have the greatest experience that they can with the solution that you're providing them. I'm looking forward to delving deeper into the integrated experience over the course of the next five times we get together. Ed, is there anything that you would have to say before we sign off?
I appreciate it. I'm looking forward myself to hearing the upcoming podcast as well. We'll have some customers and some of the product managers from my team who specialize in these three different areas around data readiness, pervasive connectivity, and user engagement. And they'll be providing some really good insights and examples and deep diving into each of them. If you're interested in learning more about integrated experiences, take a look at resources.boomi.com and check out the blog that I have there, as well as all the other cool blogs that folks have posted on the topics.
So thanks everybody for joining as we focus on what comprises an integrated experience, building upon the pillars of data readiness, pervasive connectivity, and user engagement as the core foundation. And I look forward to speaking to everyone soon. Take care.